February 19. Having the mind of Christ. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. As the man is converted by the truth, the work of transformation of character goes on. He has an increased measure of understanding in becoming a man of obedience to God. The mind and will of God become his will, and by constantly looking to God for counsel, he becomes a man of increased understanding. There is a general development of the mind that is unreservedly placed under the guidance of the Spirit of God. This is not a one-sided education, which develops a one-sided character, but there is revealed a harmoniously developed character. Weaknesses that have been seen in the powerless, vacillating character are overcome, and continual devotion and piety bring the man in such close relation to Jesus Christ that he has the mind of Christ. He is one with Christ, having soundness and strength of principle and clearness of perception, which is that wisdom that comes from God, who is the source of all light and understanding. The grace of God has fallen upon the humble, obedient, conscientious soul, like the Sun of Righteousness, strengthening the mental faculties, and in the most astonishing manner, making those who long to use their capacity in the Master's service, small though it may be, strong continually by obedience and practice, and grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and be bearers of much fruit to the glory of God in good works, so that the men of learning and of high accomplishments have learned most precious lessons from the precepts and examples of the unlearned, as the world would call them. But could they have a deeper insight, it would be seen that they have obtained knowledge in the highest graded school, even the school of Jesus Christ. The opening of God's word is followed by remarkable opening in strengthening a man's faculties. For the entrance of God's word is the application of divine truth to the heart, purifying and refining the soul through the agency of the Holy Spirit. Review and Herald, July 19, 1887.